Hey, this is Jay Young with King Operating. Have you ever considered paying less money in taxes? Would you like to do what the wealthy do and invest in oil and gas? Go on our website, kingoperating.com, and get my book about our model, ADD, Acquire, Develop, and Divest, or call our number 214-420-3000 to talk to somebody today about investing in oil and gas and saving money on your taxes.
The Jay Young Show is a weekly podcast featuring insightful discussions with anyone from big business CEOs, celebrities, to military heroes. Each interview is a personal conversation about business, life, and anything in between. And now, your host, Jay Young.
Hey, everybody. This is the Jay Young Show. Jay Young, the Jay Young Show. And man, we're excited today to have Gene Guarino. Guarino.
Right? Guarino. You did it.
On the show today, man, what an entrepreneur. He spoke all over the world. He's got books. He's got everything. And he's the kind of guy you want to know because he made a decision a long time ago to go into a different or into a business. And that's what we want to do is find out what's right for you. Obviously, this business was right for him. He caught it the right time in the right place and made a significant difference in a lot of people's lives. He's spoken to tons of people. Gene, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that is so great that you have, you know, done or had all your accomplishments because, you know, man, I mean, you've made a lot of difference in a lot of people's lives. And I want to get to that in a minute, but let's first find out, basically, you know, where did you grow up? Where did you grow up?
So the short story is from upstate New York around Albany, Saratoga. I've been an entrepreneur my entire life. My mother was a nurse. My father was a college professor. Bought my first real estate at the age of 18. We were actually running a music school, recording studio, small record label, and we had been renting a building for 2 years. And so we started at 16 officially. And, you know, at one point after 2 years, we just said, this building is bad. The landlord's worse. We got to get out of here or shut it down. And that was the beginning. We looked up the street, saw a for sale sign, pulled it out of the ground, bought the house, no money down because we had no money, no credit, no clue. That led to the next one, the next one, the next one. The music school grew. And then we ended up dissolving that, selling the real estate. And as I was trying to figure out what to do, what came to me was financial planning. So I've been a certified financial planner now for well over 20 years in the U.S. and almost a decade in Australia, licensed as well. But along the way, done lots of different things, never had a real job, doing a lot of investing, a lot of educating other people and learning myself. But I've had 40 businesses at this point over the last 40 years. But right now, I do residential assisted living. And that all came about because I heard about it about 15 years ago, but it wasn't the time for me. Just like you said, Jay, it's timing in life. But when my mom needed help, and that was about a decade ago, when she started to need help, that's when I knew that this was the right time for me to get into this niche of residential assisted living.
Wow. So I didn't know. So you started off in music. So you're basically, you know, in a band. What was your instrument?
Well, I play the drums, little keyboard, sing. So it's not, I love when they say serious music. You know, back in the day, if you didn't play like the violin, you're not a serious musician. So right. No, I was rock and roll star. That's it.
There you go. Oh, yeah, that's great. Awesome.
Didn't work out, by the way. So.
So is that part of the one businesses that you count to 40 or is that? Yeah, I mean, you're out there trying to make a living. I mean, I know it's a hard way to make a living.
You know, at that time we had over 300 music students. And when I graduated from high school, we had 5 of the teachers working for us. So that was pretty cool.
Wow. That's great. Very
good. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good for you. Good for you. So assisted living is really not, so you're more about entrepreneurs. What helps somebody become an entrepreneur? What is it that you look at?
That's really interesting. You know, when I grew up, my mother, she was a nurse, as I said, but 7 kids. And I think a lot of times she just gave us things to get us out of the house. So she would have us out there selling apples and pumpkins door to door, decorating sugar cubes and selling those. So I think a lot of that was just to get us out of the house. But what it turned into was, wow, it was fun to be able to do something, create something, provide something to somebody else, get paid for it, then be able to do something with the money. So I think that seed was planted really early on for me.
Well, that does make sense. That does make sense. What were some of the first businesses that you had?
Well, you know, prior to the music school at 16 we ended up selling that probably at about age 25. So we did that for about 10 years. But all the normal things that a kid does, from the lemonade stand to the raking leaves, et cetera, to the music school, recording studio, small record label. Then after that, I started to train other people how to invest in real estate, because I had already been doing it now for quite a while. And that training of other people, I found that was a real spark for me. I'm kind of a teacher by nature, not by training. My father was a college professor, but I didn't even graduate college. So, but teaching and seeing that spark in somebody's eye, it was great. So anything I was doing, others were wanting to learn about. It was something that was natural for me to share it with them.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, in the day, it was no money down. I mean, that was great. I mean, I know that, you know, the last 20 years we haven't been able to do that or whatever, but before that, it was awesome, you know?
Yeah. Well, you still can, because the concept of no money down is just, it's not your money. It doesn't mean there's no money. It's just other people's money. So
that's exactly right. Good thought there. Good thought there. So what are some of your big successes? Somebody that you taught that didn't know anything at all about real estate and you taught them and they come back to you later on and go, hey man, look at this. I'm a multi-zillionaire or what are some of your favorite stories? I'm sure you have plenty.
You know, I do, but the reality is some of my favorite stories are like a good friend of mine. His name is Mike, and Mike had gotten laid off from his job a couple of times. He was an executive at an airline at one point, and he was working with a company that did travel vacations at one point, but he got laid off and he was like, Gene, what do I do? And I taught him how to find the real estate, invest in the real estate. And he graciously gives me credit for getting him through that period where he's living very comfortably right now. I'm sure he's out playing golf right now as we speak.
Good for him. Good for him. Because you just you learn about it, and then so right now, do you have tapes or do you go on your website? I know we talked about RAL101.com. How does somebody get to know more about real estate right now?
Sure. Well, let me give you a little idea of what we do, and then we'll see if this is the kind of real estate they're interested in. Because it's not just real estate what I do with the residential assisted living, and that's the RAL101 site. Somebody can learn all about it, but it's a real estate play as well as a business play. It's kind of like oil and gas. It's not just, you know, the land with the oil underground. It's how do we get it out? How do we distribute it, et cetera? It's a business involved. But the business that we're in is the business of caring for and providing services to seniors, not just pickleball, tennis, and retirement, but people who need assistance, not medical assistance, but they need a place to live, the care. And so we turn single family homes into these assisted living homes, and we do it ourselves, but we also train others how to do it. So our company, the REL Academy, trains thousands of people across the country exactly how to do it, the step-by-step on the real estate, the construction, the financing, how to start the business, how to operate it without being hands-on. And the big goal, Jay, is really we want to, there's so many seniors out there. I'm one now, I'm heading on to being a super senior at some point, but the baby boomers are coming. We're all looking for something, but the reality is when we talk assisted living, it's not the baby boomers in there, it's their parents or their grandparents. They're coming though, and that's the silver tsunami of seniors. So right now from the big picture, when I teach people about business and I'm interviewed and so on, the concept of not where we are, but where are we going? Not what's, you know, what's today, but what's coming. And when you think about the baby boomers, they've been driving our economy for the last 70 years. And their last stop is assisted living. My friend Harry S. Dent Jr., the New York Times bestseller, you know, he lays it all out. He's like, this is the best place to be in business and real estate for the next 20 years.
Right. That's great. That's great. Where do you see, where do you see the next 5 years in real estate? What's going to be the big growth areas?
You know, it's really interesting because I don't know if we're in the middle of the ball game now, extra innings, or game two of a 5-game series. All I do know is real estate's been going up pretty darn consistently for a decade. And when I look around now, it's amazing because properties are flying off the chart. People are overbidding. It's hard to even buy in some areas. Interest rates are incredibly low. I don't think the government can raise them because they're the biggest debtor. But the bottom line is there's people out buying real estate hand over fist. And I think part of that is because it's something solid, you know, like this rock. They can hold on to it versus this, you know, fiat currency, which, yeah, I don't want to go down that path, but I certainly can if you want to. My friend Ed Griffin will take you down that path if you want to learn about that part.
Yeah, but you feel very good about the assisted living. So your mom was the reason why you started that. Why do you feel like that's a great long-term business plan?
Yeah. So number one, when my mom needed help, it's not like there's no help out there. It's just we didn't like the solutions that we found, what I call the big box, the Brookdales, the Atrias, the Sunrise, these multi-billion dollar corporations building large campuses. Mom lived in a home. She wanted to stay in her own home, but she needed care. And we couldn't just quit our jobs and our lives to take care of her, but we were willing to do it financially. So that's where it all started. And I vowed to create this solution. I wanted mom to have a home, not a hotel. So we started that. And I wasn't the first. It's just that's what we started. And then others wanted us to train them. But the reason why I think it's a great investment, think about all of the really big houses that are in neighborhoods today that people don't have families that size anymore. People are downsizing. The people that are coming up, my kids, they're not looking for a 5,000 square foot house. So there's a lot of buildings out there that will need to be repurposed. And when I say buildings, I mean homes, and a home for the elderly in a neighborhood situation is a really good solution. It's a great real estate play, and the business play is much, much stronger than that.
Yeah. I mean, that is something. And I know that because of COVID, we've seen a lot of people, you know, staying home and working and not coming to the office. And where does that lead us in the future as a business person is because we normally have an office full of people, you know, and now there's only two or three out, but you know, it's different now and it will be different in the future. So the future of real estate is not, I wouldn't say extraordinary, because it's something that is going to be talked about and gone over, because people, even though we're growing as a society, we're going to see people not want to, you know, just come to the office and be around everybody all the time, you know, so it's going to be a different look.
Yeah. And there's all kinds of sectors in real estate, as you know, and talking about the office sector, I think a lot of people have figured out they don't have to drive into the office to be productive. They can do it from home. On the other hand, there's a lot of people sitting at home right now. They're not fully dressed, fully shaven, fully prepared to do any job. So they may be kidding themselves, but you can be incredibly productive from anywhere. We're at such an amazing time, Jay. We have computers. We're now meeting virtually. I'm in your office. You're in mine. We can do it from anywhere, big, small. We don't have to worry about parking in cars and transportation. So if you were to ask me specifically about office space, I'd say that's going to have a hard time recovering. Retail space, right now, there's so many people that want to go outside and do their thing. We do trainings for people through the academy. We've been doing a lot of virtual, but the few live ones we do, people thank us. They're like, thank you so much for having a live event. They want to be with people again. So malls will come back to some extent. Movies will as well, but malls are already starting to die. So, yeah. You know, I'm going to be biased towards the senior housing because it's all about demand. It's all about need. It's all about what's coming up in the future. And there's a lot of seniors out there that need a place to live, but they need care. And that combination is what we provide.
Right. Yeah. It is very interesting that, you know, you can find, a home or find you know, people are going to have a place to live, and people need to live somewhere.
Yeah.
No question. So
you don't want to live alone either. You know, you remember the show, The Golden Girls?
Oh yeah. Oh
sure. Yeah. So four mature women living together, taking care of each other. It wasn't a hospital. It wasn't a medical something. It was co-housing. So when we teach that, we call it the Golden Girls model, because everybody understands that. Right. And so, yeah, think about that. Even from a residential rental standpoint, instead of renting one house to one family, why not rent it out by the bedroom to four seniors or four students for that matter? You can get twice the rent and really cash flow properties that maybe you couldn't before. What do the tenants get? They get community. They get camaraderie. They're with peers their own age. And from a residential assisted living standpoint, think about that. The Golden Girls, that's the farm team for the people that may need assisted living in the house next door. It's a pretty good mix.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, my mom lived in Beaufort, South Carolina, and she just passed in December, but she lived by herself. I mean, you know, now she had friends that came over, and But, you know, it wasn't like you have somebody there. Now, my mother-in-law lives with us, you know, and I offered my for my mom to live with me, too. But she decided that she didn't want to. But my mother-in-law lives with us. And so, you know, I go home at lunch. She her one of her loves is me coming home for lunch, you know, to feed us and all that stuff. And that's just
isn't that great.
That's great yeah. because she wants, you know, for me to be around. And she wants, obviously, you know, it's a lot better than her being by herself. I can't imagine. You know, her being by herself. And so it's just a lot different for people. But yeah, you're right. People love to be around each other, you know, and that's one of the greatest things about, you know, they say about life and psychiatry and everything is, you know, you got to have people, you got to be around people.
Amen. You know, I agree. So,
absolutely. But when we talk about the other kind of real estate, we'll just put that off on the side over here. We're going to need oil and gas. We are definitely going to need oil and gas, and we're going to need a place to live. You know, so those are two great businesses that I feel very fortunate about right now. So is there anything else that you wrote a book? Well, tell me about your book, the last book you wrote. And you've written, how many books, but.
Yeah, this is the current one. It's called Blueprint. And if somebody wants to get a copy of that, you can go right to that REL 101 and download a copy of it. But it's called, this is how to start a residential assisted living business. But prior to that, and probably more impactful for you guys, is the Insider's Guide to Investing in Senior Housing. Because there's different ways you can get involved in what we do, the real estate, the business, or both, or you can just invest in it. So we actually created an investing vehicle because there's a lot of people who have, let's face it, Jay, you and I both know this. There's a lot of people that have money and they're sitting there on the sidelines chewing their nails saying, what in the world is going on in the world? I can name you 50 reasons why the stock market will go down. Can't name one. Well, I can name a few reasons why it's going up, but part of that is just devaluation and fear and emotions. But the reality is I love oil and gas because it's real. You know, we use it, we consume it, you need more. So it's one of those things that just keeps going. It's only going to stop when it runs out, and every year they find more.
Yeah, well, how do you do?
It keeps on going. And the senior housing, what I love is that you can replace so many things with machines. Artificial intelligence that is coming is going to blow us away. You won't go to a fast food restaurant and talk to a human anymore, and I think that's good. But you're not going to be able to replace a caregiver taking care of a human being with a machine. So what we're doing is going to last for a long, long time. I'm not going to last for a long, long time. So what I'm looking for is not just something that'll entertain me for a few days. This is the rest of my life. There's nothing else I need to do. As a matter of fact, you know, you were asking about accomplishments and so on. We're just launching a franchise this year. So the franchise, the investment fund with Roundbox Equity, if somebody wants to learn about investing in senior housing, the franchise that we're launching in October, our companies are expanding. We've got a national association with over 40,000 members, a national conference. We're on our fourth annual national conference this year. The education company is growing. I'm personally investing in homes and projects across the country and just educating as many people as I can about what it is and the opportunities in it.
Great. So now how does the franchise work again?
The franchise is for people that want to start a residential assisted living home. So it's the whole system of exactly how to do it, where to do it. And then the label, the franchise itself, that'll be the it's just like going to a restaurant. It's a certain brand, you know, it's there. So in the residential assisted living franchise, it'll be a brand with certain methods and procedures of exactly how we do it.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, I've got some people here in Dallas that I'm thinking about right now, just as we're talking, and I'm sitting there thinking about it going, man, they're entrepreneurs. They want to make money. They want to get out, but they're really not sure exactly, you know, okay, so if I quit my job and I have no income coming in, what am I going to do next? You know, obviously you don't do that. But, you know, they need that guidance, that one-on-one guidance, that person to talk to.
And what I'll say is a franchise isn't for everybody. That's our REL Academy, that REL 101 will tell you all about that. That's teaching you how to do it. You go do it the way you want to, your name, your systems, everything. We'll teach you how. The franchise is for those people that just want to say, I just want it given to me in a box and you just tell me exactly how it's done. So the franchise isn't for everybody, but the do-it-yourself or do it with somebody, that REL Academy, so REL 101, that's the place to go there.
So REL Academy or the REL?
REL Academy.com is the best site for the whole company, but REL101 is where it's a real easy website to get, to write down, and to give. So REL101, you can download the book. There's some webinars you can watch. There's other tools and information you'll get there, gifts from us to you. And you can just call us and have a conversation, a discovery call if you want.
Well, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. I think it's great. I mean, I know we have a good network on our board of people. And, you know, Kim, I'm just in here thinking about all the different people that we have, which is awesome, of people that you can, you know, connect with, because there are a lot of people out there that want a better way of life and they want to be on their own, but they're really just, I wouldn't say scared, but yeah, I guess, you know, a little afraid of going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do next? Or what if I fail, you know, and where is somebody that has done it before over and over and over again from the music business? I love that. I love the drums, but somebody that's an entrepreneur that's done it over and over and over again, that can just say, hey, you know what? Come on, man. I know how to do this. We can do this together. And that's Gene Guarino. So Gene, I'll tell you what, that's awesome.
You got it. You know, one thing I want to encourage your listeners is that the idea, find something that you are passionate about. Don't just look for a replacing of your income. I think, you know, Robert Kiyosaki, I've gotten to know him over the years, but the reality of understanding who you are, what drives you. There's no right or wrong. There's no good or bad. It's what drives you, because everybody here has this is what drives me, my why, my passion. Find that. The moment you find that, you're going to be really good at it, really interested in it. But if you're just working somebody else's dream, go to work for somebody else because you get a paycheck, unless you're on board with where that ship is going, that's just temporary until you wake up from that. The moment somebody, and some of us, it takes longer. You know, I had a radio show called it was called Second Wind Success, helping baby boomers discover their second wind in business and in life. Because I think a lot of times people just kind of go through the motions. I went to school, got this job, wait till I'm 65. No, stop. Get off the rat race. Just figure out what is it you really want to do. And a lot of times, you know, I'm sure you talk to a lot of people. As a financial planner, I know I have the idea of what is it you really want. Once they define that, it's like, well, just make these adjustments in your portfolio and you got it. I think too many times people are striving for looking for something new where, no, what's the end result you want? If you want $10,000 a month flowing into your bank account, let's figure out how to get that. And oil and gas is a great way to do it. Assisted living can be a great way to do it. But if you don't know that's the end goal, we can go down all these different paths, getting excited about shiny pennies. What's your passion? What do you want? What's your goal? Let's figure out how to get there fast.
Right. That's awesome. That is so good. And it's so good for somebody like you that has come along and just been there, done that, has been successful, 4 radio talk shows.
Yeah.
4 books, right? 4 books. Yeah. You've taught this over and over and over again. I mean, if anybody says, man, what's the worst thing? You tell them what the worst thing is, the best thing that can happen. I mean, you've done it, been there, done that, and that's great. So, man, I'm really thankful for that, Gene. I'm glad that we met. Funny. Well, I mean, we met through Kim Francis, but at least we did meet. And I do want to stay in touch.
Is there anything else that you want
to close with, or anything in particular that?
I think what I just shared is really important. Find something that you are passionate about. Focus on that. Go there. And my last thing is, you know, I'm going to say this in a way that I want all of you to get. You're all going to get involved in senior housing one way or another. You're either going to be involved in the real estate, the business, or you or a family member maybe lying in a bed writing a check to somebody who does. So right now you have a choice. And if nothing else, get one of these homes for yourself. So you're not moving into somebody else's home and your future, whatever you're going to give to the kids and your legacy is being spent away at $5,000-$10,000 a month. If you own your own home, you can move into the master bedroom, live for free, leave a blessing to your kids, not a burden.
Right. That's great. That's a great, great story. And I really do like the idea that you say, find your passion, you know, find what you're passionate about instead of just replacing the money. Cause the money is, you know, the money's good, but then it wears off. And then when it wears off, you're unhappy again, you know? Yeah. So you have to find something that's fulfilling. You found it because somewhere to help your mom, you know, back then. And we had talked to my mom about, I know there's a lot of stories on how do you get mothers to to move into a senior house. I'm sure that's a whole program on itself, because I'm sure it's hard to get people to make that decision to move.
Well, a lot of times it's you and I, we're the brothers, and we're making those decisions for mom, because, you know, there was a time where we had to take mom's keys away from the car, you know, and it's like, you really shouldn't be out there driving. It's not safe for you or any of us.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
You, what you got to do.
Well, that's great. Well, tell you what, I'm going to wrap up, but before I wrap up, I want to make sure that everybody understands or talks to or Googles Gene Guarino, and also the Round Box Equity, which is a senior housing fund that he has. But also learn more about RAL101.com. Yeah. You know, learn more about, you know, the Real Academy and getting a franchise, or just, you know, I tell you what, it's a blessing being around you today, Gene. Oh. I really have enjoyed it. Really,
I appreciate that, Jay.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not every day that we get guests that it seems to want to give back as much as you do.
Oh,
you know, it's not necessarily about, you know, writing books, because I've written a book, and you don't do it for the money. You know,
that's
you do
for
it,
sure.
There's a reason why you do it, and I know yours is because you want to help other people.
Yeah, amen to that. Yeah,
and which is great. So, you know, thank you so much, Gene, for coming on. And I want to make sure everybody understands that, you know, go on the Jay Young Show, go on the J.R. Young Show, you know, subscribe us on YouTube, you know, but just if you have a question about this or a question about what we're doing, please, you know, write to me, write to Gene. Yeah. We'd love to answer your questions, and we want to see you be the best person. We want to see you prosper. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing out there that's more important to us than seeing people, you know, make money, make something of themselves, and be proud. So, you know, God bless America, and God bless Gene for coming on today.
Thanks, Jay. I appreciate it, everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Gene.